This is Svetlana Kiddo interviewing Barbara Hammer at her partner's home in the West Village in New York, New York, on March 15th, 2018, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, card number 1. So if you could just start by telling me where and when you were born and a little bit about your early life.
Yes, my name is Barbara Jean Hammer. I was born May 15th. 1939. I think I was 9 pounds, 8 ounces, so a very large baby. I was born in Hollywood Hospital, and even though my family moved after 3 months from Hollywood to Inglewood, California, I like to say I was born in Hollywood. Furthermore, my grandmother, who was born in Ukraine, and was a fantastic cook, was a cook for movie stars in Hollywood. And she was a cook for Lillian Gish. And that makes me also want to mention that I was born in Hollywood. My grandmother had a great influence on me. Not only did she introduce, along with my mother, myself, at about 5 years old, to Lillian Gish and D.W. Griffith, but she also was a folk artist and an artist untrained in her own right, and she was a role model for me. She used to live with my father and mother, much to my father's discontent, but she would paint at the kitchen table with oil paints, and she would use styrofoam packaging for meat as her canvas. She was very creative. She would make things out of ceramics and paint them and do her own firing. At one point, she decided that she would like to weave silk. So she bought silkworms, and she had to get a mulberry tree or buy the leaves, because I don't think they grew in L.A. I forget. And she would feed the silkworms and gather their cocoons and try to unthread the cocoons to make silk thread. Years later, in 2000, when I was in Japan working on my film, Ogawa, well, it's called Devotion, the story of Ogawa Productions, the town that Ogawa had moved to from Tokyo was called Magino Village, and one of the things they and nearby villages were famous for were silkworms. And I brought back a huge silkworm drying rack, which you can see when you leave, hanging on the wall over here. So my grandmother was stubborn, also influenced me. We had physical fights. She wouldn't let me go out and play when I wanted to. So one time I socked her in the arm, not expecting that as an adult she would sock me back. I was probably between 7 and 9, but she did, and it really hurt. As a youth, I don't know, I think I wet my bed for a long time, but finally, oh yeah, my mother humiliated me because I used to have to wear diapers at a late age. And she made me wear my diapers outside my pedal pushers. And this was really embarrassing because she would be going, "Don't pet her or she'll pester you the whole time. Dandy, go. Go away. Time to go to bed. Time to go to bed." She would go visit neighbors, invite me to go along, but I wouldn't go because there I was with the diapers. Another thing she humiliated me with, and I have a lot of wonderful things to say about my mother, was I picked flowers from the neighbors' gardens, but, you know, I didn't ask permission. So she made me wear a sign saying, "Beware, I am a flower thief."